It's time for the Sober CEO edition of the Sober Living Snippets. Hello, gals, and welcome to the very first episode of Sober CEO, a Friday series inside of Sober Living Snippets for high-achieving women entrepreneurs over 40 who are building businesses and battling silent struggles with alcohol. I'm Becca Jacobson, entrepreneur, retired professor, and a woman who knows exactly what it feels like to build alone, fight alone, and dream of freedom. But before we dig in, I have a really exciting announcement, gals. I am about to do a 10-day sobriety challenge. Let me tell you what the challenge is. I put challenges in quotation marks because this is just, it's us spending 10 days together. Now, the last longish challenge I did was the 31 days in January, the Juicy January Sobriety Challenge. When we spend this much time together, it gives us an opportunity to start building real relationships with each other, not just me, but with each other. The way these longer events work is I go live every single day. I give you micro tasks each and every day, and you can start your sobriety during those 10 days with full on support and get your first 10 days or your next 10 days. But there is so much power in this daily connection with me and the other gals. So what I want you to do is mark on your calendar May 15th to 24th. This takes approximately 10 minutes of your day. 10 minutes of your day. You hop in every day. I'm going live. I'm giving you strategy and also a micro task to do that day to help you stay sober that day. You come back the next day, you pick up the next day. It is that simple, gals. And as soon as you sign up, I'm gonna get you all set up and we're gonna start on the 15th of May for the 10 Days in May Sobriety Challenge. All are invited to this. So please mark your calendar. If you haven't connected with me yet, now is your chance to connect for a solid 10 days and get the real support. See what it feels like to be supported every single day. Finally, find out what authentic accountability feels like, and you will see why it makes all the difference in the world to do it with other women when we get the proper support and the real support from someone who knows exactly what she's doing. And yeah, that would be me. Okay, let's get started. If you're listening today, maybe you're carrying success on the outside, but inside you're feeling the weight no one else sees. Maybe you're trying to grow a business while drinking alone at night to numb the fear, the pressure, the isolation. If that's you, my dear, you're not broken. You're not weak. You've simply been doing it alone too long, and you don't have to anymore. Today, we're going to talk about the loneliness of being an online business owner, the loneliness of building that business when everyone else around you doesn't have a clue what you're trying to do. You have family who loves you. You have friends who are excited for you. Everyone's amazed. What is she doing? I don't know, but every time she turns on her computer, she builds something, she grows something, but they don't really understand what you're doing. This is a life of loneliness, even when we're not struggling with alcohol. This is the loneliness that I've been feeling for the last couple of years. My husband loves me. He supports me. He stood behind me when I gave up a 20-year career as a college professor, which was very cozy and very secure. I had tenure. That job was mine till death. I had a good salary. I had health insurance. I had dental insurance. I could get as many massages as I wanted. You know, it's pretty tempting to stay cushy, stay safe. But instead, something inside of me called out to go independent and grow something bigger, something more exciting. And that's been very exciting, but also a very lonely journey. Not lonely in the sense that I don't have family anymore. I don't have friends anymore. I have clients. I have people. That's not the kind of loneliness we're talking about here. I'm talking about a loneliness of just wanting to sit down and talk about your business, the business struggles, brainstorm ideas. Now, what we do as online business owners is we understand that we need to connect with others like us. So maybe you've joined a mastermind group. I'm sure you've invested in business coaching. You're involved, but you still know the loneliness I'm talking about. Now, if you're using alcohol to cope, you've got an extra layer of loneliness, even inside that mastermind group, even inside the place where you can share with other online business owners. You've got that layer of loneliness, that layer of fear, that because why? You know you're drinking too much. And there you are. You're the boss. Nobody can smell it on your breath. Nobody can say anything. You're running the show and you're using alcohol to cope. So today's episode is about the double loneliness of drinking and building an online business. I want to tell you something. If I hadn't gotten sober before I started this business, I would be in deep trouble. Because one of the things that kept me sober was knowing I had to go to work, knowing I had to show up in the classroom, knowing I had to show up on campus and be the college professor. When we at least have a profession and a place to go, it keeps the bottle in check, right? We don't want to destroy our careers. But when we're working from home and nobody can smell our breath and we are the ones in charge, if I hadn't quit drinking and I had started building this business, I know that the alcohol would have gotten even more out of control way more quickly. Because if we have a problem with alcohol, the one thing we can't do is control it by ourselves. So we have external forces that help us. So for me, it was going to campus, going to work. I had responsibilities and I couldn't drink that day. But what would have happened if I was still drinking and building my business? All of a sudden, there's nobody I have to answer to. I'm the one in charge around here. I'm the one who builds my business. I'm the one who makes the decisions inside of my business. And the alcohol would have grown and grown and grown. If this resonates with you, if you're a woman growing an online business and you're finding yourself drinking way more than you want to be, and yet you find there's nobody there staring you down saying, you're drinking too much, don't show up to work like that. Or maybe you have a partner who's concerned, but in most cases, our partners aren't going to put their foot down and try and stop us. If they do, usually that backfires. If we have a problem with alcohol and a family member or a partner or a friend tries to step in, all we do is push back. That never works. And that's why we have to step up and do it ourselves. I want to share a truth that changed my life, and it's going to change yours if you let it. You cannot outwork, out-hustle, or out-achieve your way past a silent battle you're hiding from. Okay, so you don't have a boss bothering you and you don't have a partner bothering you. So what do? Instead, we try to build the business even harder. Well, if I succeed even more, that will keep me sober. Sure, I'm drinking too much, but look at how successful I am. We cannot outwork, out-hustle, or out-achieve the battle with alcohol. And not only that, my dear, but I know that because you are the type of person who has stepped up and decided that you're not going to be looked after by salary or insurance or somebody who pays you every 2 weeks, you're the type of person who, like me, decides you're going to do it yourself. In other words, you're uber independent person, and it's that independence that can be your very downfall. You want real freedom. It means you don't want a boss standing over you. And I know you don't want alcohol standing over you either. This is the problem. The fact that you're so independent is what will keep you stuck with alcohol if you're not careful. Real success, the kind that feels like freedom, not pressure, is what you want. And it starts the moment you stop trying to manage your drinking, your stress, your loneliness, and start creating a new identity from the inside out. You see, the problem we have here is the very fact that you're so independent, so determined to build something that is 100% yours, that success, that desire is what will keep you trapped in the cycle of drinking. Because it's going to require that you say, okay, I need help. It's going to require humility. It requires us to say, I might be able to do all of these things, but I can't stop drinking. And that's what Sober CEO is all about. Becoming the woman you were always meant to be. Free, powerful, sober, and sovereign. If you're a successful online business owner relying on alcohol, I'm here to tell you, I hate to break it to you, but you're going to have to accept some help so that you can build the empire that you are in the process of building. You have a future ahead of you. You're building something amazing. You've got creativity flowing through your veins. And the fact that you're using alcohol to cope, that's not a weakness. That's not your fault. That happens to the best of us. Alcohol is not a discriminator. It doesn't say, I'm only going to affect people who have no ambition. I'm only going to affect uneducated people or unambitious people. It doesn't discriminate. If you have a problem with alcohol, you have a problem with alcohol. If you're listening today, maybe you're carrying success on the outside, but inside you're feeling the weight no one else can see. Maybe you're trying to grow that business while drinking alone at night to numb the fear, the pressure, and the isolation. And I'm here to tell you, you're not broken. You're not weak. You've simply been doing it alone for too long, and you don't have to anymore. The Sober CEO segments every Friday are here to help you. But the fact is, every snippet will help you. It doesn't matter if you're an online business owner, a retired professional, or a working professional. If you're a woman over 40 struggling with alcohol, we have so much in common. It doesn't mean that you just show up on Fridays, because I have over 400 episodes for you here. And if you're just finding the show and you are growing a business, or you have already a successful business, welcome to Snippet Land. I want you to dig in, make it a part of your daily self-care routine. We are all women and we're all in this together. It just so happens that I can relate to both the professionals and the entrepreneurs. Because why? Simply because I've been both. But the alcohol, it didn't discriminate. It affected me in both worlds. And I know that there are women out there living in both of those worlds. And so I'm here to bring you together with a little bit of specifics on Fridays. But generally speaking, gals, this is us growing together, learning how to live alcohol-free together and build the lives that we want and crave, regardless of what we're doing right now with our lives. So keep coming back to the snippets and the Friday Sober CEOs, because this is how you become the woman who leads. Without alcohol, without apology, and without limits. If today's message resonated with you, if you're ready to start living and leading uncaged, you'll find a link in the show notes where you can book a private, confidential conversation with me. No pressure, no push, just truth, clarity, and the next version of you waiting. If you're not ready, keep coming back on Fridays for the Sober CEO and every day for your snippet. And I'll give you tools and strategies you can use to get closer to the moment when you're going to be willing to say, in all humility, I am a powerful woman. And I know that what powerful women do is take help when they need it and step into the next version of themselves. Powerful women have humility and are willing to be vulnerable. Thank you for being here, gals. You are stronger than you know, and this is only the beginning for us. I'll see you next Friday for Sober CEO and Monday for your next snippet. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.